and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And in case you hadn't guessed, I am Renee Bernard, and on the program tonight is Jade Lee.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Yay. Renee. You know, I got to tell everyone, Renee is so much fun to hang out with at conferences. Aww. My daughter, who came as an assistant, every once in a while will go, and that woman, that RT, my God, she was a ton of fun. But, boy, you give her chocolate martinis or chocotinis, and, whoa, look out.
Yes, sadly, word has gotten out about the chocolate martini problem. And I've been telling people, you know, buy me a chocolate martini, and, yes, it's all bets are off. I'll tell you anything. So... But I'm so glad that your daughter has fond memories of that, because I was quite the chaperone, actually.
Yes, I heard.
I have daughters. They're a little younger, obviously, but I was prepping. I was practicing.
You defended my sweet, not so innocent 24-year-old very, very well.
And I don't regret it. That guy was a creep, and as far as I was concerned, he was not worthy to approach her, and I made that clear. So there you go. So if anybody's out there at RT and you need a chaperone, apparently I'm the go-to girl, because I am fierce. Because I'm scared of you.
Oh.
The truth is that I'm intimidated by you and scared, and it was like, oh, my God. As you were leaving the bar, you said, and this is a quote, look out for her. For me, will you? And then you just kind of casually left. And at that point...
That's because I was exhausted.
But I took that as a vow of, like, the gauntlet had been passed. And all I kept thinking was, if anything happens to this child, Jade Lee will kill me. Like, that was the...
Jade Lee would not kill you.
No.
Jade Lee will hunt down the guy and kill him.
And then me. But somehow I knew there would be... So, seriously, there was that element. So, I was not going to upset the tiger, the dragon mama, the whatever. I was like, no. He is now going to have the most virginal evening of her entire life.
And I think she did.
She did, poor thing, yeah. But oh well. So much for the romance author promoting wild and crazy. No. Yeah.
Not when it comes to our daughters.
No.
And someday I hope to return the favor with your daughters.
Please do. Please.
So, Renee, it's a big day for you. Book launch today.
Ah, that's true. We're supposed to be talking about your wedding scandal.
True.
And your wedding. But, yes, I do. Passion Wears Pearls is out today, and I have not looked at rankings or anything like that. I don't know. Is that a good thing to do, or it just looks like that would be a painful...
Well, it's never enough. It doesn't matter what your ranking is or what your sales are. I don't think it's ever enough. This is a big launch for me today because it's the beginning of a new series.
Yes.
I've written, you know, a lead-in novella, and for you listeners, the series is the Bridal Favors series, and the title is Wedded in Scandal. And, it's, you know, I so love this series. You have no idea. It's about... four women who run a bridal salon or a dressmaker shop, and they become known for their bridal gowns. But it's about these four working women that are trying to survive in Regency England. And so I loved it for that. But then my editor issued a challenge. I am known for my dark, tortured heroes, but my other name as Kathy Lyons is funny. She's light and she's funny. And so Kate Seaver, who's also your editor, challenged me to go lighter, to actually allow my heroes to be not so tortured and a lot more fun. I mean, and, you know, yes, have the great sex and all of that, but I've done the dark tortured a lot.
Yeah.
So try for lighter.
Okay.
And it took me a while to get it. But I really, I mean, I cannot tell you how much fun this series is to write. Well, and the hero, see, I'm just going on and on. You can shut me up at any moment.
Well, no, it looks like it's so much fun. And that's so funny that you are yourself a very light and bright person. So it's kind of funny that you had to, like,
it took effort to
sort of pull back on the wheel a little bit. I mean, so I'm going to ask the obvious question. Bridezilla's in here, or is how's it going in there?
At the moment,
the bridal
we don't
salon.
Have Bridezilla.
Good.
No Bridezilla's yet.
Thank goodness.
It's brother. In book one, it's the hero is the brother of the bride.
Mm.
And truthfully, I mean, okay, I will tell you something I don't tell many people. So you and your listeners will be in on the secret. The hero is my husband. He is a long-suffering male surrounded by flakes. And, see, I have done versions of him before, but this is the first time I finally let my hero let fly back. Normally, he's just suffering, going, seriously? Seriously, you think that it makes sense to build a boat that goes underwater? Boats are supposed to, you know, a boat that goes under the water is a boat that is sinking.
Right, that's bad.
And I mean, and that's actually in one of my earliest books.
Mm.
But in this book, because of Kate's challenge, I actually let the hero let fly back. So he's surrounded with nutsiness, and so he lets fly back and he doesn't fly back with more nutsy nuts because that would just be too much. But
that would be bad. Yes.
Well, he challenges it, and it's the hero and the heroine. They are, when he first meets her, they're in opposite stratas of the society. So there is no expectation that he has to please her or that she has to please him.
Right.
And so they just let fly, or I let fly with all the.
But that's always when it's fun. That banter, when you have that rhythm going, you know, I think that for modern readers, it's really something to hook into. And it can be just so much fun. If everybody's being polite and nobody's saying what they're thinking, you know, it's so much harder to, you know, let it go.
I agree. And I put on my website the excerpt that is one of my favorite scenes in the book. It's actually chapter 2, but it's where the hero and the heroine actually meet for the first time.
Oh.
And, I mean, it is such a funny scene. And, you know, if I could just grab people and say, just read this. If you hate it, that's fine. But you know what? Just look.
Well, everybody,
I'm so proud of it.
JadeLeeAuthor.com. So just in case, yes, JadeLeeAuthor.com. And right there on the homepage is how you can get the novella that leads to the Engaged in Wickedness free. Free.
Yes, free novella to all you
listeners. Free novella. And then, of course, don't wait. Go ahead. Today's the day. Wedded in Scandal. Pick it up, everybody. And while you're there, pick up Passion and Pearls just because Jade loves
there
me.
There you go.
And she really wants you to get a 2-for-1, really,
absolutely.
Is what you want to do.
Well, and it's 3-for-1 because they get Engaged in Wickedness for free.
It's 3-for-1. You cannot beat that. That would be so cool. No, I'm kidding. And then both of us got a mention on the Sewing Heroines blog today on RT, and they were talking about heroines that sew. And I was like,
that was
a strange and amazing trend that we're in, but there you have it.
You know, I think it's that expansion of the Regency genre that it used to be, especially when I started reading Regencies back, you know, when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, but it was always you might get a impoverished heroine. But the hero was always an aristocrat, and they always, you know, it was always the upper echelon of society. And
yes.
I think this is part of the expansion of the genre, where we're looking a little bit more at, okay, what if you didn't have, you didn't happen to be born with a title? How did you survive and still be
exactly
genuine?
I think the boundaries are pushing out more and more, and I'm doing the same thing in the Jaded series because the boys are not all dukes and earls and titled, and I'm exactly, it's like it's so much to me more interesting when there's something else going on with them, or you know, they have a profession or an intro. You know, I don't know. I think it's sexy.
I like a hero who has something to lose. So, yes. I mean, if you're a duke or a viscount or an earl, I mean, you're already an earl. Well, I mean, yes, you can have deep, you know, you can be unhappy still. There are still things at risk, but, you know, you drop down one step in society, and here you have someone who can lose his livelihood. Well, that's different.
It's a different ball game. Absolutely. Yes. Me likey. That's all I'm going to say. The genre or the, you know, it, when you add something like that, it's like everyone wins. I think that anytime you can broaden it out or push out, I think everybody wins. The readers win. Other mm-hmm. writers are like, oh, thank God, you know, there's more room to run, you know. I mean,
yes.
How can that be a bad thing to sort of push the boundaries out a little bit and get out of this same sort of box? Not that, and do not send me nasty emails. Send them to Jade Lee. author.com. But, you know, I love earls. We love earls, don't we, Jade? We love the dukes and those.
And
very
actually
sexy.
Robert, the hero of Wedding and Scandal, is a future
yeah.
earl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to confess. But
kiss to those
not.
Boys. But they're not necessarily all that there is out there when it comes to the, you know, to the working,
there
to the
go.
Hotness. To the good stories
yeah.
they can be told. So there you
well,
go.
Well, and I know this is ahead of time, but the book two in the series, I just
mm-hmm.
have to share this.
Share.
Have you seen the BBC series, the Sherlock Holmes series? They've just put out like 2 or 3 episodes total.
Ooh.
But
no.
It was one of my favorite writers of all time is Stephen Moffat. He did some of the recent Doctor Who's.
Oh.
And he's got that, you know, quick mind, and it's just fascinating. Anyway, so for Christmas, I got season 1 of the Sherlock Holmes mystery.
Mm.
And they're modern day, and they were so good. And I was so struck by this hero because he lives in his head and all of this, you know, he's thinking all the time. And
yeah.
all I could think is, what if he fell in love? It would so knock him on his ass. Can I say
yeah.
that on this is cable internet
yeah,
radio?
I think you can say. I'm pretty sure you're okay. Keep going. I think you're good.
Anyway, so that's book 2, Wedded in Sin. It'll come out this fall, and
ooh.
It's Sherlock Holmes getting knocked on his ass by love. But I learned something very, very awful about myself when writing this book.
Oh, I have to know.
It turns out I suck at mysteries. I mean, not just bad. I'm really, really bad at them. And I thought, you know, and you know, if you write a Sherlock Holmes character, you kind of are supposed to give him a good mystery.
Yeah, don't tell
but
Kate. Yeah,
I am flat out terrible at mysteries. In fact, Elizabeth Hoyt, who is a very, very good friend of mine, made
yeah.
me swear on my mother's grave that I would never attempt a mystery again.
Oh, no.
And, you know, to be honest, I didn't care about the mystery at all. All I wanted to do is see Sherlock Holmes get fall in love.
I
very
love
different.
This. I
well,
love this.
So
it's like the best confession ever. By the way, book 2, there's a mystery. Who cares? I suck at them. Who cares? Never mind. So
well, I ended up just pulling out the pieces of the mystery. So are you ready for the steps for the mystery?
Yes.
From the very beginning, Sherlock Holmes, and his name isn't Sherlock, it's actually Samuel. Samuel said, he's the bad guy for these reasons. But of
ooh.
Course, he's got to prove it.
Ah.
And nobody knows how to prove it, so he says, I know, why don't we exert some pressure and pretend we know he's, you know, pretend we have proof. Maybe he'll freak out and do something stupid. Oh, look, he does! There you go, that's the mystery.
You're fabulous. Jade, I am so excited for you for this new series, and so thrilled for you. I know it's the Bridal Favors series, everybody, and this is it. 3 for 1, you can get Engaged in Wickedness, Wedded in Scandal, and Passion Wears Pearls today. Just swing
and
by, pick all 3 up. I know I threw my book in there,
L-E-E.
But
no,
yes.
That's fine. You anyway,
throw
it's
in
Jade Lee, L-E-E.
And you owe me
Jade
a chocolate Lee. Martini, girlfriend.
I do.
All right, good night, everybody. We'll see you next week for more canned laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Jade, you've got to come back. This is just too great.
I love you. I will absolutely come back.
All right. All right, everybody. See you next week.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.